Mesechus Bachan Perei Zayim Mishnah Beis Ola Tohol Shasu Lamala Tamayzer Ola L'Shem Ola Shir. An Ola Tohol that was done on top of the Mizbeach. This is the correct way of an Ola Tohol. It's supposed to be done above the Chodah Sukkah. And he did it. Kemayzer Ola, he did that field correctly. Like an Ola is supposed to be done. He did Malika, Mitas Hadam. And he did it L'Shem Ola, he did it L'Shma. It's kosher. This is obvious, of course, as everything was done correctly. Just, we're talking about a case where there was one Shinui done. One thing was done differently, which is, he was not mavdil the roof from the group. As it did it, that by an oath of the Kohen is supposed to be mavdil to separate the roof from the group, and he did not do so. Even so, it's kosher, since everything else was done correctly. Kemaisa ola, l'shem chatos, shera. Or revive, shalom also labal. If he did it, kemaisa ola, he did everything correctly, just he did it shalom l'shma. He had in mind, b'shat mitas adam, or b'shat malika, that it was a chatos, not an ola. Still, it's kosher, just the bama not yuki, their chol. With this ola, they would have to bring a different ola in instead. As that is a din, as all korbanos that are done shalom l'shma besides a chatos or a pesach are kosher, just the bama not yuki, their chol with that korban, they would have to bring a different korban in instead. Kemaise chatos l'shem ola. Kemaise chatos l'shem chatos tula. If the Kohen did this ola to o, kemaise chatos, he did it like a chatos. He did it l'mata mechura sukra. And he did hazah and mitzvah, and he didn't separate the roast from the guf. But he did it l'shma l'shem ola. It's possible, since all the asiyos were done incorrectly. And certainly, if he did it kamayse chatos, he did all the asiyos like a chatos, and he also did it l'shem chatos. He did it shalom l'shma. In that case, of course, it's possible. And not only were the asiyos done incorrectly, but it was also shalom l'shma. Also, l'mata, kamayse kulam psula. If the kohen did the olas under the chodesh sikra on the floor of the azar, not on top of the mizbeach, like an olas ha'ov is supposed to be done, even though he did it kamayis kulam like the asiyah of any of them, meaning even if he did the asiyah like the olas ha'ov, everything he did correctly except for this one shinoi that he did the olas ha'ov lamasa under the chodesh sikra, still it's possible, as an olas ha'ov is only kosher if it's done on top of the mizbeach, above the chodesh sikra, and in this case, since he did it lamasa mi chodesh sikra, even though everything else was done correctly, it's possible. The din is that an oath tar, a kosher oath, that was not shusted at all, or was not shusted properly, and therefore has a din of a nevela, is not metame b'mago b'masa like other nevelas. Only the nevela of a behema is metame b'mago b'masa by touching it or by carrying it. But the nevela of an oath is not metame b'mago b'masa. But it is metame b'beit habliya. Somebody who swallows the nevela of an oath tar, even if he doesn't touch it, would become tame, and so too the clothing that he is wearing at the time he swallows it would be tame. But the Mishnah is telling us that all the psalm that we have in the previous two Mishnahs, for example, a chatas o'ov that was done lamala above the chodesh sikra, or an olas o'ov that was done lamata under the chodesh sikra, even though the korban is possible, but it is not considered an avela. The malika that the kohen did takes it out from being an avela. And therefore, somebody who swallows a chatas o'ov or olas o'ov would not become tame, ma'alim behem. Chutz mechatas o'ov sha'asa lamata kamaisa chatas l'shem chatas. Somebody who benefits from a chatas o'ov or an olas ha'ov, even if the malika was done with psul, still, he would have to bring a korban me'ilah. Anybody who benefits from hegdish, a shavah, prutha work, has to bring a korban me'ilah. And so too, somebody who benefits from a chatas ha'ov or olas ha'ov, even if it was done with psul, would have to bring a korban me'ilah. With the exception of a chatas ha'ov that was done lamata under the chodesh sikra, and it was done kamaisa chatas, the asiyas were done correctly, and it was done l'shma, l'shem chatas, and therefore it's kosher. In such a case, somebody who benefits from it after the malika would not have to bring a korban me'ilah. The reason being is that a chatas o'ov is eaten by the kohanim. And since the batur is eaten by the kohanim, it no longer has it been hegdish as far as korban me'ilah is concerned. So therefore, somebody who benefits from it would not have to bring a korban me'ilah, as opposed to a chatas o'ov that was done before. And therefore, the kohanim do not eat it. In such a case, somebody who benefits from the chatas, even after the malika, would have to bring a korban me'ilah.